Thank you, folks. That's from our upcoming album of Just Stanley Brothers Choruses.
Thank you. specials?
Good, what are you doing, wings? Oysters? Is it a high-class joint? Grilled cheese. Nice. Nice. And $5 off Negronis, folks. Equal parts gin, sweet vermouth, Campari. Twist of orange. Express the orange peel. Express it.
Folks, heat stroke is real.
I think we need a little bit more of Pickle's vocal mic. Does anyone have their phone? What comes before and after this girl?
Oh, hallelujah.
No. Let's go second. And then it's no concern. So we can't do that. Because Pickle's needs the other banjo. Got it.
Unless you can play the knee.
It's happy hour. Welcome to Rock, folks. This is the only hour of the festival that we've all agreed to be happy. Before we go right back to the doldrums and the Telluride Bluegrass Festival, you can do anything. Let's just do it.
To be together.
so much. This girl. This girl, as the poet once said. That's how it goes. We haven't played this song in like 5 years. This song is about Don Draper. The first episode of the first season, when it just starts with Don in that bar and he says, "Do this again." He's got his empty glass there, a waiter comes up, "Do this again. Old fashioned." You're like, "I love you." After 3 or 4 old fashions, tell me what you've heard, then you better listen closely. I'm only saying it once. What's another couplet, y'all? Something off an EP, perhaps. Squirrel, all the squirrel possibility would be fun and potentially disastrous. But I mean, we could play it. But what is too hard in before or after? It's something we definitely don't know. No, I'm not. We're gonna keep to this. These are the rules. These are the rules at this bar for this happy hour. Also, no flirting. On the new record. Oh, we could do like a. Is it Clementine that comes after No More Yet, or vice versa? Let's do that. So No More Yet into Clementine. There we go. So this is the new EP. These are consecutive tracks. We'll probably do one of these songs tomorrow, so don't hold that against us, please.
This kind of reminds me of that movie with Benedict Cumberbatch where he's trying to break that secret German code.
Check out that production value, y'all. As if they were on ropes. on the fiddle. So the next song on that record is this beautiful, beautiful Elliott Smith song called Clementine off of his self-titled record. Best not to forget about Elliott Smith. Smith, y'all. Is that okay? Okay. It's just one, it's fine. That's true. Yeah. All right. A little mellow zone in the happy hour right now. It's like in those great Irish bars, you know, where all of a sudden everyone goes shh, shh, shh. And then then someone's like, alas, was all the dumb. And everyone cries, and then they kick into another fiddle tune, and everyone stops crying, and it's just lovely. Here's a song called In Wonder, by request. Speak, I'll tell you not to worry or be sorry for anything, 'cause no one understands this world at all. Shoulders above the empty cars to see the fair, the slowly spinning wheel of smiling neighbors and flowers for my mother, who sang to me that night of love and death. 'Cause everybody sings of love and death. Daughters, a high wire connecting the four corners of the earth, but the wire disappeared. Last Ahoy is always just sort of a cacophonous mix of jubilance and alcohol. No, that song. Then was the Hops of Gutenberg. Still is, actually. So the story behind this song is that the story that is now attached to this song, because of course the titles of our instrumental songs are completely randomly applied. They have no bearing on anything contained within the songs. The songs themselves are nihilistic. Zay believes in nothing.
Nobody ever cheers for nihilism.
Arco does. Arco cheers for nihilism. But so we decided to call the song The Hops of Gutenberg, and here's why. We went to, this isn't a particularly interesting story, but here we are. We went to Belgium. And that's true. We went to Belgium. And we got there, we were so tired. We arrived from, I think from Paris. And had driven and got there and flopped on our respective beds, chilled out for a second, and then went to a very, very good beer bar called Motor Lambic. And we got in there and we're like, okay, what are you guys drinking? It's a hip place. We want to drink whatever you're drinking. And the fella said in perfect English, you don't want to drink what we're drinking. We're drinking Italian farmhouse beers. You're American, right? Yes. You want to drink Belgian beers probably, right? Yes. Here, try this. And he brought us a beer called Gutenberg. Gutenberg from a brewery called Daronka. Daronka, which now lives in infamy. Band lore, the Daronka brewery. We loved that beer so much we started ordering it everywhere. You can find it in the States. They haven't paid me to say this, by the way.
This portion of the show brought to you by Coors. Continue, please.
Silver bullet. So here's to the Daronka brewery, somewhere outside of Brussels, and their incredible beer, Gutenberg.
If you drink that beer, you can write a tune like this, guaranteed.
Thank you. Missy goes into Woman in the Bell. Oh boy. What is Alex? What is Alex comes from Rye, doesn't it? And then it goes in. That I don't think we can pull off. We could do another New World into Dixie line. Nice. This is fun.
Ahoy, official.
Punch Brothers remember themselves. Kind of.
In memory of.
What do you call this? A celebration? Is that what you. Amongst themselves, but I'm a tunist. After all that I'd found in my travels around the world, was there anything left? Gentlemen, I said, I've studied the charts, and if what I am thinking is right, there's another new world at the top of the world. For the first one who breaks through the ice, and I looked round the room. In that where I once had, and I saw that they wanted belief. So I said, all I got are my guts and my God that I parsed. And the Annabelle Lee. Oh, the Annabelle Lee. And I saw their eyes shine, the most beautiful ship in the sea. My Nina, my Pinta, my Santa Maria, my beautiful Annabelle Lee. Spring we set sail, the crowds waved from the shore and on board the crew waved their hats. But I never had family, just the Annabelle Lee, so I never had cause to look back. I just set the course of north and I'd study the charts, and towards dawn I drifted towards sleep. In a dream of the fine deep harbor I'd find, past the ice for my Annabelle Lee. After that it got colder. The world got quiet, it was never quite day or quite night. And the sea turned the color of sky, turned the color of sea, turned the color of ice. Bill all around us was fast, this one vast, glassy desert of arsenic white. And the waves that once lifted us sifted instead into drifts against Annabelle's side. And the crew gathered closer. First for the warmth, but each day would bring a new sight. The tracks in the snow leading over the edge of the world to my smoke and one left. And then it gets cloudy, but it seems like I lived there for days or maybe for months. Oh, but Annabelle helped me, just the two of us happy to think back on all we had done. Sells the timber, I told her of all that we still had to see. As the frost turned her moist, the night tail and the wind slashed her sides in the cold, I burned her to keep me alive every night in the loving embrace of her old. And I won't call it rescue. They brought me back here to old world to drink and to climb and pretend that the search for another new world was well worth the burning of mine. But sometimes at night in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking that a belly's finally made it to another new world. Yes, yeah, sometimes at night in my dreams comes the singing of some unknown tropical bird, and I smile in my sleep thinking that a belly's finally made it to another new world.
Josh Ritter wrote that song, what a beautiful song. So the next song on the EP is a Gillian Welch song. The EP, we got a kick out of this. The EP is all covers except for one instrumental song that we wrote. And then the LP, this time around, this is a Who's Feeling Young Now album cycle for us. So, and then on the LP, it was all songs that we'd written, and then there was one instrumental song, and it was a cover. 8 minutes? Okay. That's not very many minutes.
on the Dixie line. Banjo's a strong man, a hoax flies a home man, a rock man, it's on the line. The boom in the gray, they say, look the way we're down along the Dixie line. Back in my childhood, I walked the white foot down along the Dixie line. Freight chains are squalling, hot balls are bawling, 4 inches at a time. Well, I was so happy, mama, and Pappy down along the Dixie line. Can't you hear them drivers well? Can't you see them bright girls shine? Wanna catch that fireball pill, even north and far behind.
The last song. So that makes sense. Hey, thank you all for always making this so much fun. We really, really, really love doing this with you. It's always so much fun here in the park. It takes the edge off, you know, tomorrow. We've already played a set. It's fine. Anyone going tomorrow? I think we're playing at 6:30. That's true. For those that don't, there's a bluegrass festival right over there.
Down that way, of course.
We wish we just did this here every Thursday in Elks Park. That's the first time I've ever seen that happen. And he's been in the band for 8 years now.
Mazel tov.
There was a literal Bugs Bunny style hole right here, y'all.
Yeah. The bass amp just fell into the Bugs Bunny style hole.
If you would do us the honor, I mean, sing through the whole thing if you want, but especially here at the end. And I go, shine little lights of ours, like Orion's belt of stars, connected only from afar. Try it.
I've been loving tones, and I've been loving.